Surprise, surprise, surprise. It's me again. 2 months after the last chapter, I'm back. And I got a lot to say to y'all. Right now, we're going to get into turning your bullshit into real shit. I don't know if that's what I'm going to title it because that's a bit provocative. But we'll find a way to title it. But just know that's what I really mean. I mean turning your bullshit into real shit. You know what I'm saying? It's the guy G Holy. And this is the Dream Team Manifest, and welcome back. And as always, we're going to thank the conceiver and the creator for allowing us to be in a space where I can say something where hopefully you will take it, put it in your back pocket, put it in your locket, put it in the top of your hat, your purse, whatever, and take it with you. Walk with it like you got your keys. These are mental keys, spiritual keys, you know, like you carry them like your physical keys. If not, throw it out like your physical trash. Put it out on a Thursday, Wednesday, Friday. Who cares? I don't. You know, chew the meat and spit the bones out. So, turning your bullshit into real shit. This is a concept I was thinking about as I was thinking like, man, you know, I like arguing with people. I do. It's true. I like having hip hop debates with pretty much anybody. I'll have a hip hop debate with a dog, a cat, a duck. It doesn't matter. I enjoy hip hop debates. Now, it's really bullshit though, because if you think about it, your purpose in life is probably not going to be to have a hip hop debate, right? So like if we talking about a scale of what you could be doing with your time versus what you are doing with your time, that's going to be pretty low. Hip hop debates is going to be pretty low on the scale of using your time wisely, right? Especially as a grown man or grown woman. Or grown anything, right? But I found a way to make it work. I turned my bullshit into real shit. Because guess what? I get paid to do it now. Yes, people pay me not only to debate hip hop, but people pay me to tell them that their music is trash. They pay me to tell them their music is trash. Now, I only tell them it's trash if it's actually trash. If it's good, it's good. They don't pay me to slander them. I'm saying they pay for my honest opinion on their work, which is an honor. It's an honor, and I'm grateful to have it. I don't want to put it out there like it's some kind of joke. I'm very, very grateful. But it was something that, like, I like talking hip hop all day, and I like having hip hop debates. Guess what? When I have hip hop debates, people now go to my website. My website is monetized. So when anybody goes on my website, I get money. Why? Because Google shows you ads. When Google shows you ads, they pay me for letting me let them show you ads on my platform. And I get paid from that. And I also get paid in other ways from, you know, hip hop and hip hop debates. So that's a perfect example of turning your bullshit into real shit. Another one. Maybe you're a dickhead. Excuse my French, right? Or, oh, speaking of French, shout out to the whole world. I didn't know the whole world was listening to this podcast. It's super dope. Not the whole world, but people from around the whole world. So I saw Chile. This was just today. I just realized this. I saw Australia. I saw France. I saw China. I saw a whole bunch of places of people tuning in. I just wanted to say shout out to y'all, but let's get back to it. If you are a person that likes to do bullshit like fighting, like you like to beat people up, why don't you, boom, this is the way you can turn your bullshit into real shit. Why don't you fight for charity? See, I had to pause that for dramatic. That's a great idea. That's turning your bullshit into real shit. I like fighting. It's nothing you can do about liking fighting. Like, there's nothing I could do about liking hip hop. So you don't try to curb your passion. You just want to turn your bullshit into real shit and curb your angle that you use your passion for. Start a fight club. Make it for, you know, men who want to get out their aggression. All right, listen, this is the men's fight club. We all going to, and then the master fighter got to beat you. You'd be like the top level fighter. You get what I'm saying? In the whole club. That's a great idea for turning your bullshit into real shit. It's people who like running their mouths all day long about celebrity gossip. Why the hell don't they have a celebrity gossip page? This is true alchemy, by the way. Like, this is a little deeper than you think it is. Like, I always kind of mask my stuff because I'm a really, really deep person. I think in high concepts. But to get it to the average person, I have to put high concept ideas into low concept form. So this is a lot deeper than it seems on the surface. This is real alchemy. This is alchemy at its finest. This is taking energy and transmuting it to whatever form you want to make it. Alchemy 101. You know, so finding out what your passion is. Because see, in society now, if we don't have a passion that's deemed, I guess you could say, recognized by society as something positive. We think that we don't have talent now because what we do is just not appreciated, underappreciated, or hated. But in all actuality, all you have to do is flip it onto, if you're a person that likes to talk all the time, maybe you should talk to people for a living. What are you an expert in? If you're the person that run your mouth in the back of the class, the teacher can never get you to shut up. Why don't you start something where you can run your mouth all the time? I don't get like a sex line. I don't care what it is. But there are people who get paid to run it. It's like, find your, like, don't you know how you say, try to fit a square peg into a round hole into a square, one of those. Find your peg. Peg your peg. Penetrate that passion. It's people who don't like, oh, what the hell? Is that a phone call? I'll just wait for this to, okay. It's people who don't like sex who end up being sex workers. I watch these people interviews. They say, oh, yeah, I'm not even really into sex like that. When I say sex workers, I don't mean they got trafficked from another country and they're 14. That's not what I'm saying. I mean, people who are in the sex industry end up being, you know, escorts, things of that nature. But they're not really that into sex. And all the people who are into sex are just running around doing it. And it's like, y'all need to really reverse roles. Like, something that's low vibrational sex. Now, I'm not saying give your body up for money. That's not what I'm saying. You could turn your passion for sex into a sex ed class. Don't think I'm promoting, yo, just do. No. Turn everything that, because that's considered a negative, right? In society, like, oh, you're really, really into sex. You should be ashamed, like you're a whore, slut, whatever it is. If you're a guy, you're just, you know, a champion. But that's another story for another day. So you could take that passion, really, really research sex. This is a topic that you always into. You love doing it. You love talking about it. Start a sex ed class for adults. Travel the world teaching people either about sexual education or just how to have sex. You'd be surprised how many people don't know how to have sex in a way where their partner comes away feeling satisfied. There are people who travel the world telling people how to fuck. Do you know that? So you got some passion that's sitting around and because you think it's bullshit, you just let it go by the wayside. That's not the heart of an alchemist. An alchemist would say, okay, I really like, let's see, what's some super bullshit? Even sneakers. Yo, I like collecting sneakers. Okay, don't look at the sneakers like, because some people have, like, I watched somebody say today on a Breakfast Club, I forgot who it was, but they said, oh, Jazzy Jeff. He said, I have 2,000 pairs of sneakers and only 2 feet. What I heard is a business. Yo, I got a problem with spending, right? And I spend money frivolously. But guess what? It's not a problem. Why is it not a problem? Because I like to do it. So it's all about just turning that negative into a positive. Okay, I like to do it. How about this? How about I spend Since I like spending money on high value things, how about I spend to collect and eventually to sell? So let's not look at the sneaker like the sneaker game like, okay, I want 1,000 kicks so I can have the greatest library of sneakers in the world. How about we say I'm collecting that today at $400 and this stock will rise to $1,000 by such and such and I'll sell then. Sneakers are a business if you just do it right. So if you like to spend money on, you know, Dior, Gucci, this, save the items in a condition where you can now get the value, which they probably going to go up. They're going to be like, man, in 10 years, they're going to be like, yo, they don't make that shirt no more. Damn, I bought that off you, $10,000, because it was a $1,000 shirt 10 years ago. Any passion you have, I can't go into the depths of how minuscule people think their actual passions is in accordance, or how minuscule they think their actual passion is in relevance to like the world, like what they have to offer to the world. Like, my passion is irrelevant. I need to not follow my passion. I need to follow the course that says this is going to be successful. When their true road to success is whatever they're passionate about, they just got to turn their bullshit into real shit. If you ever notice in history, it was always somebody, like, for instance, I got somebody I know that was the greatest video game player of all time. Like, this person would play video games nonstop and get to be at the greatest level of video gamery in life. But the way we look at video games, and mine just a long time ago, it's like 20 years ago, it doesn't count. It's like that's like being good at like drinking water. It's like in society, it doesn't count. But guess what? An industry came along where the top video game players now get paid for tournaments. Video games became a career. But this person had given up on their passion for video games in lieu of, oh, I got to work a 9-to-5. I got to get a job. I got to, you know. And then the thing that they actually really good at, their passion, passed them by because now they can't compete on the level. It's like, imagine you're the fastest person like in the neighborhood and then you just don't run for 4 years. You're no longer going to be the fastest person probably even in your house. So by that time, you know, the game had passed him. But if he would have said to himself, you know what? Let me turn this bullshit into real shit. He could have been the actual one to start the video game industry. He could have said, okay, I like playing video games all day. How do I get paid from it? Okay, let me hold tournaments. Okay, let me have events based around video games. Okay, let me invite new video game developers onto my YouTube channel or whatever it is, whatever medium we was using at that time. How about I get deeper into it so that I can figure out the industry within it? This is a practical way to turn your passion into actual, because everybody, listen, it's not all about money, bro. But everybody need money to live. So we like here on this in this book of the manifest, we don't act like money doesn't exist and you fucking don't need to wipe your ass with toilet paper that comes from a store. We not fucking like got our heads in the clouds and not our feet on the ground. If I got my heads in the cloud, my head in the clouds, I got my feet on the ground. You know what that's called? That's called balance. You can't escape the world. So work with it. You shouldn't try to escape the world because that's not a key to happiness. You're going to end up just fucking like an outcast trying to get back in and reinsert yourself because you realize, damn, the world has passed me by. You're here in this time for a reason. If you were supposed to be born in another time, you'd be born in another time. So the world is you to a certain extent. Your vibe, your frequency fits this time in history. And I don't even like using the word history. Fits this time in time. Right? So you got to remember that. You can't just be like, man, fuck everything. I'm not. No. So this is how to turn your bullshit into real shit. Make your passion into something. If there's not an industry around your passion, guess what? That's just an opportunity to create one. Because if 9 out of 10 times, if you're passionate about it, other people are passionate about it. You just have to link up with those people and y'all could do all y'all weird shit together and y'all can pay each other to do it. And eventually, when y'all done dilly-dallying around with each other, it'll be something that's so good that the world will want to see it. There were rappers who gave up on battle rap to go to an industry where they did not fit in, nor did they have a passion for that. They don't like making music. They like tearing rappers down. But they said, you know what? This is the next level of rap. And then you look up 10 years later, they don't have a career. And what they try to do, they try to go back to battle rap. And the game has passed them. Because they no longer thought that battle rap was valuable. They thought their passion wasn't valuable. So they wasn't able to turn their bullshit into real shit. And then when they try to come back to the game, once again, the game has passed them. If you got a passion, that means you're on the pulse of something. Like, there's always people who are ahead of everybody else on something. And it's usually the most passionate people. Like, nobody knew that rap was going to end up being an industry, but the most passionate people about it ended up being legends within the, even if they didn't get paid, their name is so legendary, they can go get paid right now. The Cold Crush Brothers can get paid right now. They're legends in hip hop, right? And they was the most passionate about it. This is why we know them. This is why we, you know, so what if everybody was like, yo, you know what? Hip hop ain't making no money, man. Hip hop ain't making nobody no dollars. So how about we just all go get jobs and just say, fuck hip hop. We wouldn't have hip hop as it exists today that feeds a whole bunch of people in a community that needed an out. It created an outlet. Hip hop industry created generational wealth if you want to consider all people in black culture to be family. If you want to consider all people to, in black culture to be family, then hip hop created generational wealth. But it was a time where your passion in hip hop was worth absolutely zero. And it took those people to say, you know what? Though this is not worth anything right now, I'm going to keep going and I'm going to figure it out. And then here comes an industry that's based around what you're passionate about. And guess who's perfect for the job? You. So two things here. Don't never give up on your passion ever in life. Ever, ever, ever. I don't care if you are not succeeding for 100 years. Just get a fucking job. But don't stop doing what you do. Because the world is a weird ass place and things have a weird way of coming around and coming back around. So if something you do is out, it might be coming back. If something you do doesn't have nothing, guess what? Something is coming. But if you let go of that passion and you let life pass you and you let that game pass you, whatever that was, whatever you was on the post of, whatever passion you had, let it pass you. Let your passion pass you. You're going to look up and you're going to be like, you're going to be one of those people that's looking at the TV and saying, that could have been me. And you're absolutely right. It could have been, but you gave up on your passion. Turn your bullshit into real shit. If you like collecting shit, make a store around it. Open a store of collectibles. Sell your collectibles or let other people come in and sell their collectibles around. This is not business 101, by the way, because I don't even know if I consider myself a businessman. So I'm not coming up with these ideas based around business. I'm coming up with these ideas based around I see a passion. OK, what could be an industry for it? Turn your bullshit into real shit. Like, yo, full disclosure, me and my fiance have a show we call The Couple Cast. You can check it out. It's called The Couple Cast. You put it in on anything, even here, it'll come up. And the way The Couple Cast started is we turned our bullshit into real shit. So what we did is we would have a lot of arguments. And when I say arguments, like just debates about a lot of things. And sometimes it would get so heated that it's like, I'm not even speaking to you right now. Because that's how passionate we are about what we're saying. But we said, you know what? Let's create a show around this because there's energy between me and you. And we like debating with, no matter if at the end of the conversation, we don't fucking like each other for the next 30 minutes. We still enjoy debating with each other. So there's something there. I said, what if we create a podcast around me and you debating? Because that's where the energy is. And that's alchemy. And now you look up that thing, you know, we got 5,000 people strong that follow us on TikTok. You know, a lot of people who tune in to the audio, people who tune in on YouTube, because we got that spark right there. You know what I'm saying? All we got to do is cultivate it. So that's a passion that together, me and my partner turned into real shit. Bullshit the real shit. Because arguing with your partner all day is really bullshit. It's really counterproductive to fucking everything. Mental health, fucking progressiveness, productiveness. It's just bad until you make an industry of it. And that's all I got to say, man. Turn your bullshit to real shit. It's the God G Holy. It's been a Dream Team Manifest. It's always cool as shit talking to y'all. And this is a double decker, so I'm about to go into the next joint. Make sure you check that out too. Love.